I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The desperate search for survivors continues in West Java, Indonesia. Disaster agencies recorded 25 aftershocks in 2 hours following yesterday's 5.6 magnitude earthquake. More than 160 have died, and the death toll will rise as responders uncover more victims. Monday's quake toppled entire buildings, and scores of people remain trapped in the debris. Churches mobilized quickly to send aid. Juserti Purba is the country director for Indonesia with Asian Access.
We try to collect the donation to help the people there through the food and drink, clothes, and we want to show the love to them.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And for many of us, stability has been a distant wish since January of 2020. From pandemic lockdowns to inflation, the world is constantly in flux, giving us new difficulties to overcome. A dependable constant sounds really good right about now.
I don't know how anyone can do life without God. And the scriptures are where we not only learn about God, but he reveals his heart to us.
That's Wycliffe USA's Kelly Chestnut, and she says troubled times often give us tunnel vision. A new resource explores this concept in depth. Deeply Rooted, a 30-day devotional book, describes how lives have been changed when they're rooted in scripture. A companion journal allows for personal reflection.
You're not only learning about communities who have been impacted by God's word in their own language, but you have the opportunity to stop and reflect on scripture's impact in your own life.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.